An estimated 200,000 teenagers take up smoking each year. Jane Beresford from Manchester started when she was 12. She only gave up 30 years later after her son was scared by anti-smoking TV ads, and she's glad she did.
I feel healthy. I just feel like a brand new person. It's the best thing I've done, and I'm so grateful for my son for being on my case all the time.
Around a million smokers will use today to try to join Jane in quitting. Most will try going cold turkey or use nicotine replacement patches. But ministers are trying to do their bit to help too. The key measure of the Health Secretary's tobacco control plan is to stop the display of tobacco products in shops. Vishni Saunthu from the National No Smoking Day charity says they welcome any initiative.
For young people, you know, it is like a wall of advertising, and it's about the exposure of that. So I think, you know, that's really going to help, you know, pitch our young generation to be non-smokers for good.
So from April 2012, tobacco product displays will be banned in large stores. Everywhere else will have to keep cigarettes behind the counter from April 2015. The government's keeping an open mind on plain packaging. But Chris Ogden, who speaks for the manufacturers, doesn't think either measure will stop youngsters taking up the habit.
People don't smoke because of the packets. They smoke because they choose to do so. If the government's keen to curb the number of smokers, then they should concentrate their efforts more on education.
Canada, Ireland, Iceland and Finland have already introduced similar bans on the display of tobacco products.